Welcome to the Splash Assess podcast. I'm your host, Amy Quinley, and today is December 20th. Now, did we miss a few days this week? Yeah. So what? Who's asking? Are we going to miss a few more days? Probably, because this was an awful idea to restructure my podcast to now talk about daily headlines. I forgot how depressing the news is. Like, what the fuck? I don't want to go on every morning right before I have to live a full day of other shit and then be like, oh, so let's talk about the school shooting going on. No, don't you want to skip that topic? Okay, let's talk about the fact that our president has been incompetent for 4 years. No, let's skip that one too. Okay, so what's left to talk about? Nothing. Fucking nothing but Harry Hamlin's jar of sauce, Bethany Frankel. So while on one hand, I want to deliver consistent content, on the other hand, I have impulse issues and I might have jumped the pod a little too fast, you know? You know? We can all make mistakes. We can all retract our plans. Makes for a very stable environment, kids. Okay, so I just wanted to at least give one episode to say why I won't probably be recapping the news anymore. Now that I've completely redone all the graphics and all that shit for Splash a motherfucking ass. Splash a sass. Don't get it twisted. Okay, back to Daily Mail for December 20th. Yep, we got that part. Now, Apple. Apple Martin, I think that's her name. Maybe it's Apple Paltrow. Anyway, it's Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow's daughter. And the apple really doesn't fall far from the tree because she's now getting all these mean girl antics blamed on her. And I feel like people probably said the same about Gwyneth. Gwen, even just with a name like Gwen. I can already feel like all the Gwens are giving me side-eyed. And it's like, all right, Gwen, we get it. We get it. And now your daughter's Apple. Perfect. So all I want to say about these, basically Apple went to a debutante ball in Paris a few weeks ago. And it was actually probably months ago at this point. And she was claimed to have been a mean girl because she didn't smile in one picture. I don't even know. But the amount of motherfucking headlines that there have been since that incident, it has not only been the girls at the debutante ball speaking out, the hairstylist at the debutante ball speaking out, the patrons speaking out, Apple had to speak out, Gwyneth had to speak out, and now fucking Chris Martin took a break from the Coldplay tour just to address rumors that his daughter's a mean girl? Bro, hold your fucking breath, okay? Every girl alive has been accused of being a mean girl at one point in their life, okay? Right? Haven't we? I don't know. I feel like we... I feel like at least at one point someone's like, she's such a bitch. She's a bitch. Maybe that's just me. No, actually, we had my Christmas office holiday party this week. And for the millionth time in my life, I get accused or not accused. I get almost yelled at for being too positive. One of my coworkers was like, there she goes again, being so positive. And I was like, it's only because you guys are so negative that I just feel like I have to balance the pendulum out. But if everybody was being all cheery and happy, I would probably be the opposite and be like, yeah, but these fucking stuffed mushrooms are going to give everybody diarrhea for the next 4 days. So that's something fun to think about. No wonder Karen's going to be late for the Zoom meeting tomorrow. Yeah, no shit. She's taking a shit. We're all taking a shit because that food was made out of butter. So many restaurants just make things out of butter. You know, the steak was made out of butter. There was a half a stick melted on top of it. The baked scrod. It was literally just baked butter. So anyways, I'm not even going to read this article, but the fact that Chris Martin breaks his silence on Daughter Apple's debutante ball. Why are we... keep your silence. Don't break it, Chris. Don't break that shit, okay? Keep it in full tact. We don't need your explanation. We don't need any explanation. You guys are the ones giving it life. Chris Martin, Gwyneth Paltrow, Apple Martin, the mean girl herself. Like, stop talking about it. Just let it go. Again, everyone will get be accused of being a bitch every now and then. So what? So what? Live a little. Let the breeze go through your tail, all right? It's fine. It's fine. All right, now for an article I would like to read. Fans are disgusted by how often Tommy Lee takes a shower. I'm going to guess it's not much. Oh, yep. Okay. So his girlfriend or wife on a podcast revealed that he showers once a week. If you could see my face. Look, I know a lot of people who are like multiple showers a day. They're like, oh, I'm just so clean. And I'm like, I think you're just trying to wash your sins away. And it's, spoiler alert, it's not going to work. So that seems excessive to me. Multiple showers in a day. I get it. If you're working out a lot, blah, 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 blah. But even then, I feel like it's okay to let your sweat sink into your bones for a little bit. You know, it's okay to wash it off 6 hours later. It's fine. Everything's fine. What's not fine is Tommy Lee showering once a week. That, you know what? It's fine for us. It doesn't, whatever. If you want greasy hair, great. If anybody is running out of cooking oil, just invite Tommy Lee over and wring his fucking hair out. Ugh. The real person it should affect is his wife, Brittany Furloin. I always think of like for his loin. She was made for his loin. Furloin. But I think it's Furlin. Okay, for his loin. Anyways, it's a European thing, allegedly, that you don't need a shower every day. I guess that checks out because I do feel like that was a stereotype growing up. Us American, you know, like the Europeans maybe shower a little less, shave a little less, you know, we're more into the fast upkeep over here. But honestly, Tommy's just showing off his privilege with that because, yeah, if you have a housekeeper to clean your shower and you have hot water that could last for centuries with all of your Aerosmith money, or what the fuck was Tommy Lee in? Like the Pistols or something? Who knows? Who knows? Take a shower, bro. Or don't. I don't care. I'm not around you. Okay. I don't know. I like to know people's showering habits, though, that just to get like a gauge on if you're crazy, because sometimes I do go, I'm a little more European, you know, a little more lackadaisical. If I'm not exercising every 2 to 3 days, three. All right. Next up. So they found the mystery behind Stonehenge. Was that even a mystery? That a bunch of rocks in the middle of England somewhere? My mystery about it is, why did people care in the first place why it was there? Who care? What do you mean? So what? People wanted to put rocks somewhere. My biggest thing is, how has it not been pushed over at this point? How have people not given into their impulses like I do? Like, if I see that, to me, it's just a stack of dominoes. It's a giant stack of concrete dominoes that I want to push the fuck over. Doesn't anybody else feel like that? No? Okay. Okay, you're not crazy too then. Congratulations. But yeah, why do we care? What is this world? Who cares? It's rocks in the middle of nowhere. Who cares? This is why I can't recap the news. All right, moving on to Karen Huger, Real Housewives of Potomac. She is facing DUI charges, a lot of them. I think she was found guilty, right? On 5 out of 6 of them. So, yeah, she was, but she hasn't been sentenced yet, and she might get up to 2 years in prison. This is so crazy because on the current season of Real Housewives of Potomac, so the DUI happened right before they started filming. Then they started filming, and during the season, they Giselle Bryant specifically keeps on bringing this up and being like, yo, we really got to be there for Karen because she's about to go through it. Like, she's facing some serious charges. But they never really made it that serious to us. They never told us, like, they weren't, like, they had the headlines flash across the screen. But, like, when you read it in an article like this, like, she might be facing up to 2 years in prison. Yeah, that kind of puts it into a whole new perspective that we were missing on this season. So, yeah, it is a big fucking deal. Although she definitely won't get 2 years because we know our justice system. And even if she did get sentenced for the full 2 years, you know that after 6 months of good behavior by the grand dame, then have Ray cut them a check and she's good, let her free. So yeah, it is crazy, but they are saying, insider sources are now saying, that Bravo is making her shape up or ship out, or don't get shit face anymore, basically. So if she doesn't get help, then she probably can't return to the Bravo series. Wrongo, falso. Let me just break this down real quick. The Grand Dame of Potomac is not leaving the show, okay? That's just not gonna happen. She's interesting enough just on her appearance alone. Like, her, every single time she's in a scene, I'm waiting for her wig to fall off. Like, it's always just one sneeze away from falling off. And it has fallen off on the show before, and that was so entertaining. And I'm not going to let that opportunity be squandered by Bravo now holding Karen Huger accountable when it's never done that for its other reality stars. Are you joking me? Southern Charm, Shep Rose, not only has he been shit-faced all the time on every single season, being such an obnoxious asshole, fucking dick in a bag, oh my god, but then he goes to BravoCon, gets absolutely belligerent to the point where his friends didn't even talk to him. His friends didn't talk, they didn't want to deal with him. And sure, in the season, he comes back and is like, I've calmed down a lot and I've did ayahuasca, so I'm good now, y'all. Peace and love. I love when people who have done ayahuasca trips talk about it as if it's going to solve all the world's problems. And then 5 seconds later, they just go being back to the same dickwads that they were before. The exact same dickwads. It happened in the valley, with Jesse and Michelle, I believe their names were. It's a couple that they're now getting divorced. But before that, he was trying to do any last thing to save their marriage, did an ayahuasca trip, came back claiming he was saved and he was going to change forever. And then literally the next day was doing the same shit. So Shep Rose will probably, the season just started, he'll probably be doing the same shit by the end of it. Who knows? But I am saying that with Countess Luann, she got arrested. Sonia Morgan has been shit-faced so many times on camera. So many. I'm not going to go down the list and say who's been fucked up all the time on camera, but they haven't always had the harshest of consequences. Teresa Giudice, get some water for her daughters, okay? Teresa, what accountability was that when Bravo cameras were literally outside of the jail just waiting for her release? Oh my god, it was crazy. So don't tell me that now Karen Huger's being threatened to get her act together, when honestly, doesn't the audience kind of thrive when they don't have their lives together, when they are getting DUIs and shit like that? Like, it is a little interesting because you like to watch somebody else be a bigger mess than you are, because it makes you feel better about your own shitty decisions. Am I just projecting onto the world this entire episode? Probably, okay? That's why this is our last episode recapping headlines. I wasn't made for this life. This life. Okay, and let's move right along to the New York Post. Send it in a fucking post-it, bitch. This is what I'm saying, you guys. I'm trying to scroll through and everything is boring. I don't care about Luigi anymore. Luigi! I don't care. A female banker was denied a promotion for being a black single mom. All right, we're all welcome to the world. Welcome to the working world, ladies. I hope you're all ready to be denied promotions, not just because of your race, not because you're a single mom, just because of your vagina. Okay? Okay? Thank you. Thank you. That's not a projection. That I can speak to from direct experience. Moving on. Flat earthers admit defeat after seeing 24-hour Antarctica sun. They admit, sometimes you are wrong. Sometimes you're wrong. That's what it took for you guys to get that fucking theory out of your head? You had to go to Antarctica and see for yourself that the sun never sets? So any flat earther, all you have to do is send them to Antarctica. Now, what about all the flat earthers that haven't gone to Antarctica? Will they take all the former flat earthers' word for it? Will they take their word for it? Or does every flat earther need a trip to Antarctica for free just to stop being annoying? To stop being annoying people, all right? I wish the world was flat. I would jump right off the edge. No, I'm joking. Huh, maybe not. Okay, moving on. Actually, there's nothing really to move on to. This is what I'm saying. Everything bores me. I have other shit to do. Thank you and good night. I will say that Paris Hilton and Nicole, I was going to say Nicole Simpson, you guys. Wow. Wow, Bethany. Wow. Nicole Richie. Nicole Pori. Nicole Pori. No, Nicole's Richie. So Paris and Nicole, they rebooted The Simple Life in the form of a 3-episode special. If you didn't watch The Simple Life, I don't see how this would be bearable watching this, because it almost wasn't bearable even for me, who fucking, are you joking me? The Simple Life, forever icon. It's the most iconic. It's everything. So the fact that they did a reboot of it, but they only did 3 episodes and the whole reboot was really just around them doing an opera on their song, Sanasa, Sanasa. It's not entertaining enough. I'm sorry. People can get mad and they're like, Nicole Richie's hilarious. And I'm like, she's fine. She's fine. I wasn't rolling over laughing at anything. I was giggling for sure. I loved seeing the girlies back. It's like Tweedledee and Tweedledeer. I don't want to call them dumb. They've been called that enough in their lives. All right. So the most fascinating thing about it to me was Kathy Hilton. Kathy Hilton, of course, is there for her daughter. She got to support her daughter, give her some water. And so they go over to Kathy Hilton's house. And we've been to Kathy Hilton's house many a time on that little network known as Bravo, known as the accountability queen named Bravo. Why the fuck are you holding Karen Huger accountable for her DUI when, again, we've had plenty of arrests, not even arrests, just awful, consistent behavior? How is that not worse than getting a DUI? You know, like a DUI, that's awful. Trust me, I get it. Also, with Shannon, we let her right back in. She was ordering her Belvedere and soda real fucking fast. So where was her growth? Stop threatening these people, but not those people. I will not stand for it. I will not stand for it. My favorite thing is to take molehills and turn them into mountains, okay? And that is what I'm doing for you, Grand Dom. You can return the favor any fucking time. Not that I need you. Back to Kathy Hilton. Being on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills so often, we've been inside her mansion. We've had dinner parties at the Hilton household, okay? The Hilton chalet. I feel like it should be something much more grand than that. The Hilton hoarder's den. It's actually a Hilton hoarder's den. That's what it turned into, because we found that out on Paris and Nicole, you guys. This is what I'm trying to fucking shove out of my pie hole, is the fact that we have known Kathy Hilton for several years on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And yet, riddle me this. Why did I learn more about her on Paris and Nicole's show for 5 minutes? She got 5 minutes of airtime. And I learned more about her there than I ever have on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And I find that absolute bollocks. It's bollocks. It's fucking baloney. Baloney. Speaking of daughters and moms, my mom called me yesterday, and when I answered, she was like, howdy doody. I was like, howdy doody? Howdy, ew. Ew, ma'am. Never answer the phone saying doody to my face. What the fuck was that? She was like, ha, I just meant howdy doody, little cutie. And so yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree for me or for Gwyneth and Apple herself. Apple Martin. I'm not going to shame names, okay? I'm not going to shame her name because that's her name. And, you know, you can go after Amy if you want to. I'm not the biggest fan. I'd be okay with being something else. Sometimes people call me Rachel. Sometimes people call me Lindsay. I'm like, that's not my name. Do you remember that Ting song? It was like, that's not my name. They call me Jess. They call me Stacy, but I'm Amy. It was a great song. Great song. Okay, you guys, this is what living with ADHD is like live in action. I'm trying to get back to Kathy Hilton, and my brain is hoarding memories in the same way that Kathy Hilton hoards everything. So in Paris and Nicole, they're looking for something, and they go into the back half of the mansion, the back half of the mansion that we never see on the Bravo airwaves. And why not? And why not? If she's willing to show it to Paris and Nicole, why isn't she willing to show it to Bravo? And that begs to ask the question, if she is willing to show it to Bravo, and they maybe do have this footage of the back half of her house, why have the viewers not seen it yet? This is the shit that I do want to see. I'm always fascinated with how millionaires and how rich people spend money. We know that Jim Carrey obviously has spent it awfully. He spent all of his Grinch money, mask money, this money, base Ventura, is millions and millions squandered on what? On what? I don't know, but he's come out at the Sonic premiere and he was like joking and he was like, oh, I need to work now and be in this shitty ass movie because I spent all my shit. I'm broke as fuck now, just like you regulars. I'm just like a normie now. Oh, Jim, you'll never be a normie. Oh, Max! That's my Grinch impression. Okay, but with Jim Carrey, Jim, can we see your accounting books? Because again, I know he was kind of joking when he said he only did the movie because he's fucking broke, but there's some honesty, there's some truth behind every awful joke. And so, yeah, he definitely has squandered some funds. On what? On what? That's what I want to know. I want to sit down with his accountant. I want to crunch some numbers this holiday season, okay? You crunch the cookies. I'm going to crunch some numbers. But that's what I want to know. In the same way with the Hiltons. The Hiltons have a fucking fortune that ends a lifetime. A fortune enough for a femester. Fortune femester. Oh, I miss recapping Jeff Lewis Live because he used to have the best guests on and I used to love talking about them, to them, with them, mainly about them, yeah. But then Jeff Lewis on SiriusXM went to 2 hours a week. I wish it was 2 hours a week. 2 hours a day, you guys. First of all, I bet he regrets that decision because filling up 2 hours of airwaves, like, that's a lot. Every single day on somebody, just reading the headlines every day was too much for me. So I wonder how he's floundering over there. But also, who the fuck has time to listen? How is that growing your listenership? Because it's not even like I can listen to yesterday's episode. If I listen to today's episode and yesterday's episode, that's 4 hours of my fucking life. What the? No. I have old episodes of Roni to watch. What the fuck? I have shit to do, bro. Anyways, back to fucking Kathy Hilton. God, let me just get this fucking one shit out. You guys, They went into a back room and it was a home goods store. It was an entire home decorating store. I bet that's where Jeff Lewis goes every time he designs a house once a year. Once a year when he designs a house, he has to go pick up some decor at Kathy Hilton's house because it's literally a hoarder's paradise over there for designers. Oh my God. She had art frames, not hanging from the wall. She had frames, artwork, just lined up in a room. Like from one end of the room to the next, it was just rows and rows. Like when you go to Target and there's the poster boards and you have to like sift through all the giant posters to find the poster you like, even though no one's buying posters. And you, did anyone ever buy posters? I'm sure a few of you did. But all of that, it's just, it never ends. There's never ending artwork, and it's not like it's being utilized, it's not being displayed. No, again, it's just being hoarded in the back half of her mansion. Then you go into this closet, it looks like a utility closet. No, it's not. It's just an unfinished hoarder's room. And it had racks and racks. It had shelving just for jars, glass jars. Do you want a tall jar, short jar, long jar, short jar, small jar, Jar Jar Binks? There was every type of jar that you could ever need in your life for the rest of eternity. There was decorations for every single holiday, but not enough to fill her mansion, enough to decorate the entire world. The entire world. But there's nothing like seeing a rich hoarder, and you definitely get those vibes from Kathy Hilton. Like, she's very, what's the word when you like stuff? It's not like trinkets? That's not the word that I was looking for, but she is like a trinket kind of person, a trinket hoarder. And that's just not how I would spend my money. If anything, I would buy an organizer to get rid of all that shit. So again, I'm just annoyed that we learned more about Kathy Hilton and the way she truly runs her household on Paris and Nicole's tiny little reboot show, when again, she's been on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills for several years. Bravo, what the fuck have you been doing? Again, your priorities are so twisted. Leave Karen Huger alone. Let the actual justice system deal with her, okay? She is actually probably facing jail time. Those are some real ass consequences. Does she deserve them? Absolutely. Does she deserve Bravo to shit on her because of... No! Let her deal with those consequences by law. Bravo, sit the fuck down, bitch. Don't forget who you are. Don't forget where you came from. Don't forget that you built your fucking platform on watching these women make messes in their lives and then have to clean them up. So don't shame Karen for being in the middle of a giant ass mess, okay? Bless her mess and bless you all and good fucking night. Good riddance. Good night. No, I really do love you. Okay, have the best holiday. Whatever. Who cares? Splash, splash. Splash, splash. Splash, splash. Hey, Splash Success Podcast. Let's go.